All right, Derek Kelly, good job tonight, but before we get into it, I don't think you qualified very well today, if I remember right. You didn't show your usual qualifying, am I right, or where were you in qualifying?
Yeah, I think I was 21st. I just struggled all day with, couldn't get a clean lap, and I was just struggling with the mud.
Was it like anything else?
No, it was just struggling. I mean, I had some good sections, good lines, and I just couldn't all put it all together in one lap.
Talking to Carson, what did you think of the track? I thought it looked cool. I thought it looked like it would be fun to race. Maybe not the whoops, but everything else looked fun.
Honestly, the whoops were my favorite part of the track. Okay. So everybody was like saying they were big or whatever, but they stayed pretty together. The track, it was interesting. It had a lot of lanes. It felt like it was the longest Supercross track I'd been on. There were so many sections to remember, but it definitely came around for the main event. I was struggling all day, obviously, in qualifying with the ruts and the moisture and stuff like that.
Definitely unlike you, right, to not lay down a decent qualifying time. So.
That's actually a new thing this year. I've always kind of sucked in qualifying, so the first three rounds were not necessarily a fluke, but it was a new thing. So I'm hoping to get back to that next round for sure.
Were you happy with your race?
Yeah, I mean, considering how the heat went with clipping that and going almost into the Memorial nets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I got pretty banged up in qualifying, and then I landed right on my head after that, trying to go for fourth place. So after winning the LCQ and just riding smooth, was pretty happy with it.
I said this about somebody else. Like, you know, I don't know who I was talking about, but when you do have to go to the LCQ, which some of you guys have to go, when you go out there and you dominate – I was talking about this with Wageman. Yeah. He goes out and he wins the LCQ easy a few weeks ago, and right. You do tonight – that's just like, even though it's an LCQ, it's got to be like, yeah, I don't belong in here. Watch this. I win. It's got to give you some confidence, even though it's an LCQ.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've struggled in the LCQs. I don't think I've ever made it in from an LCQ. Oh. So to pull the whole shot and win was definitely a boost of confidence coming into the main event and just kind of took a little bit of pressure off and had me just ride for the main.
Pulp MX Fantasy, I'm sure you hear the chatter around there.
Yeah, I had a good week last week for those guys, so that was pretty sweet. I was a little nervous, obviously. Casing that jump and going over the bars, but we made it happen.
Just ignore all of it. Don't worry about us idiots.
Honestly, I haven't had much hate from that. Oakland, I got a little bit because I missed the main event off of some dumb stuff, but honestly, those guys have been pretty nice, mostly positive. So
I feel like you've stepped up your Supercross game this year. Outdoors been good for you. You've done well in the past. I feel like you've stepped up your Supercross game this year.
I've definitely found a lot of speed this year. So I've been working with Jay Whipple, and he's really good. He's been having me do a lot of sprints. So just bringing that from the practice track into the race day has been a big thing for me this year. And, yeah, I mean, I do all right in outdoors, but I'm looking to continue to improve and hopefully be more inside the top 10 next round.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.